Howdy, folks. It is Monday, August 15th. I'm Jacob Cohen, coming strong off a lovely weekend here in Boston. It was finally a little cooler than the surface of the sun, so that was nice. I'm here with Rob Litters, by the way, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, Rob's going to be coming on later to discuss the Pew Research Center's new study on teenage internet use, and we're going to dive into the implications of the findings, what's changing about how teens spend their time online, and the effect it's having on their lives. But before we get to that, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the business and tech world. Let's get crack-a-lack. All right, first things first, the IRS, everyone's favorite group of people. They've been in the news a bunch recently, which is typically not a great thing, but basically as a part of the massive climate and healthcare bill that was passed by the House on Friday, the tax collection agency is set to receive $80 billion over the next decade, which will mostly be used for continued hiring, improved customer service, and increased auditing of wealthy folks who underreport their income. Currently, 9 out of 10 taxpayer phone calls made to the IRS go unanswered. So less than ideal in the customer service department. So this should help. And upwards of $400 billion additional dollars should be collected over the next 10 years under this plan. The agency has shrunk by 30% since 2010. And as a result, the IRS is focused on simpler audits involving lower income folks. But even though they account for a tiny share of unpaid taxes, now a lot of politicians came out saying, watch out, folks, the IRS is hiring thousands of agents to come after you. Even memes even went around about a job posting at the IRS that required you to be willing to use a gun and deadly force if necessary. But the truth is, it was for a literal special agent job posting. And much of this planned hiring is really just to replace turnover that occurs over the next decade. So not much to worry about. Moving along, Peloton will cut about 800 jobs, close several showrooms, and continue outsourcing production, as well as bump prices on its bike and tread machines in hopes of turning a profit. We have to make our revenues stop shrinking and start growing again, Peloton's relatively new CEO, Barry McCarthy, wrote. Cash is oxygen, he said. Oxygen is life. That is what he wrote. And he's not wrong, kids. Oxygen is life. Cash is oxygen. No need for business school science class. Just remember that and you'll be good to go. What do we have next up? We have a platform play from YouTube. YouTube is reportedly building out an online store for video streaming services. It's dubbed Channel Store. Now, this would basically be a place for you to go on YouTube where you can buy subscriptions to things like HBO Max or Netflix or whatever you so desire. Now, for the streaming services, which are just facing greater competition, slowing growth in the U.S., the YouTube store that we're talking about here, the Channel Store, would offer another avenue to get in front of potential customers and also offer a seamless sign-up, right? You watch a YouTube video, let's say, you see an ad for the new Game of Thrones show, and you just click one button, basically, and sign up seamlessly for HBO through the YouTube app. But remember, for the studios and the entertainment companies, this would mean potentially pulling in less revenue from your own services and potentially having less control over customer data. And last but not least, or I don't know, maybe least, yesterday, Elon Musk reported that Tesla has now made over 3 million automobiles, which is an impressive feat. In July, Tesla said that it delivered 255,000 vehicles or so in the second quarter, a 26.5% rise year over year. Tesla's Model Y is also apparently on track to be the world's best-selling car by revenue this year, and by volume next year, the current bestseller is the Toyota Corolla, which clocks in at about a little over a million vehicles a year, 1.15 million vehicles sold a year. Toyota also, by the way, delivered over 10 million vehicles in 2021 alone, so no small operation over there. All right, and with that, let's talk teen internet use. Rob, what do we got?
All right, so the first thing that's been on my radar is this study that came back from the Pew Research Center around teen usage of the internet and their smartphones. So it's basically this kind of roundup of data that the Pew Research Center did to kind of learn more about like teens and social media and how they're using technology in 2022.
Yeah.
They ran one of these same studies back, I think it spanned 2014 to 2015.
Okay.
And so this is the first time that they've done it in a little while. And some of the results are fascinating.
What are we looking at?
So from a really high level, one of the more interesting things is just smartphone usage among teens. And they're considering teens ages 13 to 17. So nearly all teens in 2022 have a smartphone. So it was 73% in 2014, 2015. Now it's 95%.
Whoa.
The money number though, like the big stat that is super crazy, nearly half of teens now say that they use the internet almost constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So in this survey, 46% of the teens surveyed said that they use the internet almost constantly. That number was 24% in 2014, 2015, really just showing how rampant internet usage is and social media usage is. And how much it's grown. It's hard to believe how much it's grown over the last 7 years. Like I couldn't believe how big these numbers were.
It's kind of like a flywheel, because since so many people have phones now, you use phones more,
right,
as a result.
Right.
You know, because more people have phones, more people are spending more time on their phones.
100%. And it's like young users have gotten so sophisticated in their usage and so good at using these platforms. And
yes,
it's like, if you look at, it's actually kind of funny. I know you have some awesome stats on TikTok, but looking at this, so the Pew Research Center also like showed what percentage of teens are using different social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok didn't exist in 2014, 2015. So they don't have digits for that. But the percentage of teens that use Facebook has come down from 71% in 2014, 2015 to 32% in 2022.
I honestly think that's high.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like they're exaggerating that number too. But yeah, it's pretty funny, because it makes you realize like why Zuck and company like made that fast pivot to the metaverse. They realized that their social products are kind of getting beaten out pretty hard right now.
Right. And the challenge for them will be like figuring out how to keep the growth in those apps high enough that they can fund their metaverse ambitions.
Right.
Because right now they're losing a lot of money on the metaverse products and developments, and they're just funding them with things like Instagram and Facebook. But for the first time this past quarter, Facebook's ad products made less money than they did last year. So they're in a little bit of a pickle here.
They are in a pickle.
Well, yeah, you have a kid. So how does all this make you feel?
Well, it's funny that you ask that. So I saw this poll, and this week I also listened to a somewhat old podcast, the Plain English podcast with Derek Thompson.
It's good.
Yeah. He was interviewing this guy, Jonathan Haidt, who is NYU professor. He wrote a book called The Coddling of the American Mind. It's all about young people and I think kind of how parenting has changed over the last few generations. Yeah. But they touched a lot on social media, and they talked about how from 2009 to 2021, the share of American high school students who say they feel persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness rose from 26% to 44%, according to the CDC.
Lovely.
Yeah, which is scary, obviously. And, you know, a big part of that, I think, is this rise in internet usage and social media usage. And they talked about how teens spend 5 to 7 hours a day on their phones. It seems like that's actually low compared to what we're seeing from this Pew study, which that makes up 40% of their waking hours. But one thing that they talked about that I think is fascinating is it's not encapsulating the time that people are spending kind of planning what they're doing on social media. So if you think about Instagram, it's like you take time to make an Instagram post, but you spend time actually using Instagram when you post something on Instagram, but you also spend all this time planning the posts, right? If you're, you know, a teenage girl who's posing or, you know, doing whatever it is for the photo. So there's all this other time that goes into social media, and Facebook has kind of created this model for social media where it's so dependent on engagement. And you look at some of those old kind of like earnings calls and stuff from Facebook back in the day, and just how they were talking about time on app and how they're talking about user attention. And it's really kind of scary. You understand how we arrived here, you know? And I think we're going to be looking at that for years to come as kind of the beginning of the end of social media.
Yeah. Guess we'll just have to wait and see. And bada bing, bada boom. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We are a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Derek Clark. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Rob Litteris. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter, which we send out every day. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co. Have a lovely Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.